Purchasing cycle. The purchasing cycle or ordering cycle is used for low volume or one-time purchasing. This may include anything from new equipment or software systems to office and MRO, maintenance, repair, and operating supplies such as replacement parts for equipment. It can also be used for unique items needed for engineer and make-to-order production. The tasks in the cycle are generally performed by an organization's purchasing department. Exhibit 4-107 shows the steps in the purchasing cycle. Exhibit 4-107, Purchasing Cycle. Each of these steps is discussed next. Generating requisition. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a purchase requisition as an authorization to the purchasing department to purchase specified materials in specified quantities within a specified time. A requisition is an internal request to initiate a purchase order. It may be on paper or may be electronic in an enterprise resources planning, ERP system. ERP simplifies the process, filling in information about the item already in the records. ERP will rely on its material requirements, planning, MRP module for items required in operations, but many of the materials needed frequently will rely on contract buying instead of the purchasing cycle. For more sporadically used items, such as maintenance or repair items or new functional area software, a manual requisition is made. For such needs, the functional area needing the item will initiate the requisition. The requisition should provide the functional requirements, quantity, and delivery requirements. There should be checks and balances in whatever system is used to initiate the requisition. For example, the segregation of duties will require different people to perform initiation versus approval steps in the process. Requisitions above a certain dollar amount usually require prior approval at the appropriate level. A maximum price may also be specified. Issuing purchase order. The item is ordered according to purchasing guidelines. Following up, purchasing will track the status of the order to ensure that it will arrive on schedule. Purchasing may reprioritize deliveries based on information on changes to the material requirements plan. If the order is at risk of arriving late, purchasing may expedite it, especially if the lateness will impact production schedules. If the order will arrive early, purchasing may de-expedite it. Purchasing will also keep the requesting person or department aware of the status of the order. Receiving goods. Receiving will compare the incoming order with the purchase order and the packing slip. Any necessary inspections or item counts are also performed at this time. Receipt of full and partial shipments is recorded and tracked. If the order has not been completely fulfilled, the purchase order is held open. Damage caused in shipment will result in a freight claim to the carrier, while goods of unacceptable quality will be addressed per the contract details and may or may not be returned. Approving payment. If receiving indicates that everything is in order, accounts payable reconciles the purchase order, the receiving report, and the supplier invoice in a three-way match before approving the invoice for payment. This acknowledges that quantities and materials are correct. The accepted goods are entered into inventory, and data on actual receipt date, quantities, and quality are tracked for supplier monitoring and controlling purposes. After goods are received and accepted, the organization approves payment to the supplier and closes the order. Accounts payable is then responsible for payment,